Hello and welcome into the Soror Data Game Week 468 preview. I'm Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdinho on Soror, joined once again by Harry Trades of the Harry Trades YouTube channel. Today, to talk about, what do we call it? European Knights. You take your South American cards and you get the hell out of here. European Knights Special Weekly, along with Multi-Entry and All-Star. Harry, you degen in any cards to get that multi-entry in?
Honestly, I don't think I have enough goalkeepers to go around to even play All-Star, to be honest, because I'm a European Knights boy. I've got ambition.
Ooh, all right, all right. I feel like that being said, as of right now, you have 24 hours and 58 minutes to get a couple more goalies. So just, you know, make it happen. Make it happen.
Well, I'll tell you this. If Enrique Bologna plays, I have an All-Star lineup. That's what it hinges on. Yeah.
It's got to be Bologna season soon, please. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for coming in. Looks like it's Toby, Major NFT, and the Sorare Mamba on the podium. So thank you, everybody, coming in. Ready for some European Knights glory. So Sorare Mamba is going to be battling with you there, Harry. Mike Bassam, what's up? Pepteta. I was going to say Pepetta, but it's actually Pepteta. Anyway, Glenn, what's up? Messi did show up in KC this weekend, and I think my lineup with him got relegated. Dan Moody, what's up? Skosmo in the house. Johanneton. Shezzy, appreciate that. You guys coming in. Major NFT goalkeepers are my kryptonite too. It's everybody's kryptonite. And I'm with Mike Bassin here. Europe sucks. South America is where it's at. And he actually lives in Europe. Anyway, Paul said, I'm so sad. I thought the little yellow boxes on Sora meant I was winning boxes. They just mean I'm winning coins. Paul, Harry literally explained this to me like 2 minutes ago. I was like, oh, I'm winning a box here. And he's like, nah.
You're winning coins. You're just winning coins.
At least I got the coins. Red or Dead, what's up? Nixon, David. Paul says Enrique Bologna is murdering me every week. Yeah. Yeah. Simple as that. But maybe this is the game week. Who knows?
Maybe.
But let's see what we got here. So as a reminder, we don't have like a specific European Knights option here, so we're gonna have to like pick and choose. We'll see what we can do. They don't fall under champions because there's no champions competition. Anyone who's getting ready for K-League will have that, so don't you worry. But anyway, let's stick in the All-Star one. We'll pick it out. So it doesn't seem like the European Knights, we're not getting like gigantic favorites as I'm scrolling through, and we obviously see Barcelona here, which is not the Barcelona in Spain. So we do have Zagreb at the top for All-Star. The first, there it is, Man City at home against Real Madrid is our first one.
We also have Fiorentina. Sorry, that one.
Did I skip it? Oh, you're right. My fault. My fault. Against Pilsen. Why not?
Of course, yeah. Of course. We have quite a few cards for Fiorentina, don't we? I assume we do.
I think. Were they mentioned?
I just don't even know who they... Yeah, they've definitely been minted. I just can't remember like who their goalie is or anything. Like, I'm not. I know they have Nico Gonzalez, the forward who's really good, but I honestly can't think of many other like really good Fiorentina players right now.
Fiorentina seems to have broken.
Oh, it's like Biraghi, the defender. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're alive.
Johnny says European Knights are greater than Continental Knights, which I would expect from Johnny. He's a European guy. Doesn't appreciate the fine arts of Copa Libertadores. Oh, did we lose Harry? Or did we lose me? Is it just me? I think it's just me. All right. Let me tell Harry. Sorry, guys. Anyway. Where were we? Oh, yeah, Fiorentina. Lost Harry. Okay, thank you for that. I thought we had a lot of Fiorentina, so we do have plenty. So Fiorentina, Man City at home against Real Madrid, Liverpool away to Atalanta. What was the first leg of that one again? Was it ugly? It was 3-0. So Liverpool, some work to do. Chani said, I appreciate the fine arts of the 280 score requirement rather than the low L15 from Continental. I I've heard a lot of feedback like that, meaning there are people prefer that. And yeah, I agree. I would play it if I had a goalie, but I just don't. So, yeah, let's see what else we got. Bayer Leverkusen away to West Ham. There's Barcelona at home against PSG. That matchup, I mean, should be close, right? Along with Dortmund at home against Atletico Madrid. Bayern at home against Arsenal. That one must be some close to a toss-up. Not really, but there's just not a lot of Roma, AC Milan. Wait, Milan's got to be above there, right? Milan, 38%. Yeah. Roma, 34%, even though they're at home. Huh. that's not that bad, I guess. But yeah, it doesn't, like, the, like Chani said, the correction to 280 points obviously makes it much easier, but there really aren't dominant matchups in European nights this week. And so because of that, it seems like it's easier to play, maybe, because you're not just like, oh man, I'm missing this like L15 of 38 guy from Peru, who's playing in, or not Peru, but wherever. But yeah, it should be fairly competitive, because they're just no overwhelming favorites. And the prizes are pretty good again. 600 people will get boxes, 600 entries will get boxes, because we have to remember this is a multi-entry competition. But 1,087 entries right now in rare. And I don't want to put too much focus on the number of entries right now, because we still have 24 hours. But it seems light, doesn't it? At least as of now. Ben said, what do the boxes look like? They're like square, and some of them have two levels. The red ones are red. I'm just kidding. So 0.2% chance of a star rare, 17% chance of either a jersey or a card, and 83% chance of a level up, which I think is consistent throughout the scarcities, right? Is that actually right? 83%? Yeah, okay. Is it actually exactly the same? Could it be that simple? I guess so. Oh, wait, the other thing I blew right by it. Can you win? You can't win scarcity up. Okay. So, yeah, they're pretty cool. Sorry, just checking in on Harry there. yeah, so a major NFTs, right? Plus, entries doesn't mean quality, too. So, yeah, there could be just poor ones. Chani says a drunky and partying Leverkusen team against West Ham should be fun. Yeah. Ben said there are rares in the limited boxes on my screen. Yeah, that's a bug. Yeah, so, the number of people who like got jerseys in the boxes last week were pretty nice. Again, more content creators getting stuff that does not include me. Is it because I do too much or too little? We'll figure that out. But anyway, but we also have All-Star, which is multi-entry now, up to two entries for anyone. This is basically a correction for all of the South American lineups that, or South American managers that, or galleries that don't have cards, that don't have a competition like South American Knights or something like that. I guess is there CONCACAF too? I didn't think so. Yeah, no. Oh, we have Asian Champions League. Okay. Yokohama against Ulsan. That's a pretty big one. And then Tianjin Teda, which is Alexander Grant's team, against Zhejiang Greentown, maybe. Maybe. And then a few of the other ones. Al Hilal and Al Ain. Who's on this one? I feel like. Is that Kaku? No way. Wow. Look at that. It was not a name I was expecting to see it. But there he is. But I would assume Al Hilal probably bet the best one in that one. Glenn says Grant didn't play this past weekend. Not sure if he was rested or what the case is there. So I also have an Alexander Grant. My lineup is getting relegated with him. And I have no idea why he sat. I feel like it's reasonable to say he sat because they have this midweek Champions, or is it even Champions League? No, just a Chinese Super League game. Maybe it's just, you know, rest ahead of this midweek. But I don't know. I'm not well-versed in the Chinese Super League. I speak Chinese. And here's Harry. Harry, do you speak Chinese?
I don't know. Welsh is close enough, though.
We were just commenting about how Alexander Grant didn't play this past weekend. And the reasonable thought is, well, they have this midweek game. And so maybe he was rested for the midweek game. But we really have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to get around that one unless you've got somebody, little mole on the inside over there. But
are there no like Chinese Super League experts in Wales that only produce some sort of Chinese Super League Patreon in Welsh that you would subscribe to? I guess not. So yeah.
No, but I've thought about running one myself.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Here we go. Ben said Tianjin rested Capango too. So I think they're probably both rested both. Well, it's not AFC. It's just a champion. It's just a Super League match. Like it's just a domestic league match that they're playing. But who knows? Who knows, Harry? What do we have anything other than, yeah, it's really just these.
Yeah, it seems simple, thin, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Let's, I wonder if I can, do we have, here we go. So I guess we could get all of the players that are in the Champions Division, at least pick scores together. This won't include like the non-Big Five, players. So like Pilsen players won't be here, for example, right. But. And like Bruges, we'll have to go to challengers for that. But at least if you want to look at the top plays for European nights, we'll just look at these two together. Are there any in contenders?
No, I don't think so.
Rangers. Oh, no, that's a domestic match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Oh, actually, can we get away with this? Champions and challengers.
Yeah.
Let's go. Could you double up? Let's go. Although I'm assuming THB doesn't qualify for European nights. But anyway, Florian Wirtz rested over the weekend partially. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I'll just score a hat trick and, you know, we'll win the league and everything will be dandy.
Glenn said he messaged Alexander Grant on Instagram once, but he never replied. So. I guess we're still in the dark. Oh, well.
Yeah,
let's see. All right. Wirtz, are there any of the Champions League teams you'd really be comfortable with? Like, do you think that the second leg, after like how high scoring the first legs were, surely these second legs are going to be brutal, right?
Yeah, I think they'll be tighter, though. I think they'll be, yeah, I'd like to bet there'd be less goals.
Yeah.
If I was a betting man. But I don't think that's like a big shock or anything. But yeah, I don't know. I can't think of any of them that I'd really. I mean, Man City at home. I know it's Real Madrid still, but I'd probably say that's the only one that I'm like, if somebody just gave me any five players I wanted for this game week, maybe I'd probably just stack five of them somehow. I know that's maybe an obvious thing to do, but like I don't know if I fancy Barca, if I'm being honest. And yeah, you could, okay, Leverkusen away to West Ham, though, it'll be tricky. I know they beat him quite comfortably, but I don't know. I'd probably still stick with City. I really would.
Yeah, I feel like I agree with you that if you're going to do one game, like that's it. Leverkusen away to West Ham. Obviously, that's not the Champions League match, but like we have Grimaldo here because he's always here. He also didn't start this past weekend.
Yep. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It just never matters. There's some Benfica boys.
Yeah, but they're away as well. I just, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't like, I don't like a lot of it, to be honest.
Adriano said, I'm stacking Liverpool for a 3-4 comeback at Atalanta.
Could happen.
Glenn said, Liverpool poised for another historic comeback, being 3-0 down. Mm-hmm. Atalanta park the bus tactic and rivals will reach max bonus in the first half. Oh, rivals. 100%. You guys.
That, to be fair, I saw five wise. Liverpool, Jazz. Or maybe Atalanta just come out. Yeah, I'm a little bit laggy. I'm having to hotspot because I don't know what is going on with the Wi-Fi. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know what is going on this Monday morning. But yeah, no, I think Liverpool final third passes and stuff could be pretty fun if you, you know, pile on the pressure there and like Glenn said, trying to win that game.
Yep. No, there could be a lot of, I mean, teams that are trailing and have one game left just have to leave it all out. And so, yeah, there's every reason to think that Liverpool will attack as much as possible. You playing U23 this midweek? Bazunu season?
Yeah, I got a card for it, lad. Yeah. I needed, last week, my defender, Juan Caceres, didn't even get off the bench. And he had another game this week, and I'm not getting involved in that again. So I've purchased myself a little Argentinian League defender to go with Bazunu. Yeah, Vinny Rodrigo. My midfield is still up for debate. I still don't know who I'm going for there. I have like a few options, but none of them are nailed, which is just amazing, right? So, it looks quite, it does look like a thin midweek, which is pretty nice, even goalkeeper-wise. Chevalier could be quite nice. Trubin away. I doubt he keeps a clean sheet there. Honestly, I don't see many of them keeping clean sheets. Yeah. Other than, I know I shouldn't say it, but it's Bazunu season.
Oh, my goodness, he said it.
Oh, no. I know. And I'm captaining him. I'm joking, I'm not. Oh, I don't know. What was I thinking?
Adriano's asking if it's going to be Alisson or Kelleher. Genesis all in on PSG this week. Shockingly. Ryan said it's going to be Kelleher.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Hmm.
So you're playing.
Johnson is back, so.
Yeah. It's definitely not Donnarumma season. Not Keylor Navas season either, which was a bummer for me recently. So you're playing Vinny and Rodrigo in U23, not in European Nights.
No, I have my oldies for European Nights.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I have a couple of oldies. I've got Luis Diaz, hopefully plays for Liverpool, and maybe Olivier Giroud. Maybe.
I say Diaz isn't that old. Maybe. Olivier Giroud is that old.
Right.
Yeah. Surely, like the Wirtz cards and Musiala, like the big time U20. Oh, I was going to say they're probably in European Nights, but you just said you were playing two of them that were not. I don't know where those two fall. Probably not.
They were doubles. Oh, one of them. Yeah, one's a double.
It's a tough matchup anyway.
Right. Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah. That was kind of my thinking. Honestly, I built it after the European Nights one, so that with the fact that they're under 23 in mind, keeping them out of it. But yeah, Batarina's not a nice one. I used to have that card, and that falls nicely this game week because he's actually been really good recently.
He's been coming. Yeah, he's turned around, right?
Yeah, he really has.
Wow.
Just a lot more DAs. He was missing that for a long time, and they've come good recently. So, and that looks like a really good matchup for them.
Yep.
So
they play them. Did they do a split? Well, maybe not.
I'm not sure.
Just weird to play. Maybe it's a reschedule. Oh, I assume this midweek's a reschedule. Yeah.
Mm.
Paul said, I like some of the recent changes, but seeing Harry move from U23 to Giroud in a Japanese granddad's feels wrong.
I didn't expect it either, but nobody saw these changes coming personally. So, it was one of them where you just got adapt or die. And it's Giroud season.
Yeah, all it took was one little taste of having Nishikawa in your gallery, and you're like, oh, these old guys aren't so bad.
I was so anti old guys for so long. Right, yeah. Yeah.
All right. I guess we don't need any low cap players. I guess with, and I guess maybe we do with the 280 cap.
Yeah, kind of.
But like probably nothing too crazy. European Knights Suchek. Not a lot, geez.
Nico Gonzalez is a good one.
Has he finally turned it around? Like, he was so good.
I don't think so. Yeah, he was wild, wasn't he?
Did he lose set pieces? He did. Didn't he? I thought he had them earlier.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, maybe he didn't. One in the last 40. I take it back.
Wow.
Not bad. 45A in the first leg.
Yeah. It's pretty fun, isn't it?
I guess so. Not much defensive work. One tackle for a defender is always so funny to me. Anyway.
hates defending.
Johannatin says Boniface for 44. Where is he?
Yeah, not good.
F. Oh, people don't think he's going to start. That's silly.
Yeah.
Somebody made a comment, was he Johannatin earlier, about Thomas Muller against Arsenal? This is one of the more.
He does have to show up in those ones.
This is like the most boring game week I can remember. It's like a international break almost for how boring it is. Except with this super.
It is a weird. Yeah, it is weirdly boring. And their jerseys, lad. So fun.
I guess you can still win stars.
Yeah, stars will be stars.
Who are the stars these days? That's a good one. Mbappe, Bellingham, Rodrigo, Haaland, and Kane, top five. Oh, could you imagine winning Andre Onana as a star?
To have 22, yeah.
Oh, like Messi being that far below Onana and your boy Bart. What does the game come to?
Well.
Oh, well. I think we keep losing you a little bit.
I'm coming in and out, am I?
Yeah. Tuggy said I couldn't imagine winning Onana as a tier two. Oh. Toby said Onana, Bart, Emmy, and Pickford as stars just feels wrong. It's just the whole, like, goalies are so overvalued because there are just so few of them and everybody needs them. And so value-wise, they make sense. But, yeah, nobody's playing a fantasy football game to win Emmy Martinez.
Go.
That's it. Yeah. I'm going to cut us off because we're losing the plot here. And Mike's right. Harry's Wi-Fi is not interested in the game week either. So, it just takes a little restart. That's all it is. So, yeah, thank you to everybody for coming. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny. And good luck in your European Knights lineups. I won't be there. So free reign for everyone else to win all the prizes I would have won. And we'll be back on Wednesday to look at the weekend game week, which I can promise you is already a disaster for Lardino FC. But come back for that. And good luck this midweek.